Sexual reproduction. Reproduction of offspring by the fusion of the male and female gametes to form a zygote, which develops into a new individual, is sexual reproduction. Gametes. Gametes are sex cells and are produced by a type of cell division called meiosis. There are two types of gametes, namely the male and female gametes. Examples of male gametes is spermatozoon in humans. Examples of female gametes is the ovum in humans. Similarities between the female and male gametes. They are both haploid. They both can fuse with one another. They both have single nucleus. Differences between male and female gametes. The male gamete is smaller in size, but the female is larger. The male gamete is motile, it can move, but the female gamete is not motile. Male gametes usually are more numerous. Female gametes are less numerous. Types of sexual reproduction. 1. Conjugation. It involves the formation of gametes in a specialized part of the organism, which fuses to form a new individual. Alternatively, it is a form of sexual reproduction in single-celled organisms, in which two similar organisms fuse, exchange genetic materials, and break apart. Conjugation is a primitive form of sexual reproduction. It is described as primitive because individuals do not possess permanent specialized sexual structures, such as the testes, the ovary, and pollen grains, that produce gametes. Gametes are produced when the need arises. It is common in protists and fungi. Examples are Paramecium, Spirogyra, Rhizopus, and Chlamydomonas. B. Hermaphroditisms. Hermaphrodites are species capable of producing both male and female gametes within the same organisms. Alternatively, hermaphrodites are species having both male and female organs. Examples of hermaphrodites are Platyhelminthes, such as tapeworms, the garden snail, and cnidarian, such as Obelia. C. Parthenogenesis. It's a female gamete which develops into a new individual without being fertilized by a male gamete. Examples as parthenogenesis. Examples of animals under this are honeybees, aphids, some species of cockroaches, certain lizards. D. Viviparity. Is giving birth to young ones alive. Example, eggs are not laid. Examples are most mammals. E. Oviparity. Eggs are laid which develop and hatch outside the mother. Examples are birds, amphibians such as toad, frog, insects, some fishes, and most reptiles. Ovoviparity. The eggs are carried in the body until they develop into young ones. Examples are some fishes and some reptiles. Fertilization. Fertilization is the fusion of the male and the female gametes to form a zygote. Types of fertilization. 1. Internal fertilization. This type of fertilization occurs inside the female body or sexual structure. Examples are found in mammals. It should be noted that internal fertilization occurs mostly in terrestrial environment. 2. External fertilization. This type of fertilization occurs outside the body of the organism. Example is phanosmosis, and torus. External fertilization occurs in moist environments where gametes consume water. External fertilization produces many eggs and zygotes because they have small probability of survival in the presence of predators and other harsh environmental conditions. Internal fertilization produces few eggs and zygotes because each has a high probability of survival. Adaptations to increase survival chances of an embryo. 1. Internal fertilization. 2. Producing more embryos in the case of external fertilization. 3. Laying eggs that are resistant to harsh environmental conditions. 4. Internal development of embryo. 5. Parental care. Advantages of internal fertilization. 1. High chances of fertilization because sperms are protected from environmental hazards. 2. Embryo contains nutrients from the mother. 3. Embryo is protected from external dangers and predators. 4. Embryo is protected from shock by amniotic fluid. 5. Mother's circulation system removes excretory products of embryo. 6. Few eggs are produced since they have a greater chance of being fertilized. Advantages of sexual reproduction. 1. Production of desirable traits. 2. Production of new varieties. 3. Least variation among individuals. 4. Production of new and improved offspring. 5. It allows formation of new species. Some key terms in reproduction. Gametes in algae, fungi, mosses, ferns, and conifers are produced in a structure called gametendron. The male gametendron is called antheridium. The female gametendron in algae and fungi is a simple structure called oogonium. In other words, oogonium is a structure that produces egg in algae and fungi. The female gametendron in mosses and ferns is a more complex structure called archegonium. The female egg in algae and some fungi is called oosphere. A fertilized oosphere is called oospore or zygospore. Isogametes, morphologically identical gametes that fuse to form a zygote. It should be noted that isogametes are not identical internally, since one is male and the other is female. Isogamy is the reproduction that involves the fusion of morphologically identical gametes. Some algae examples are of algae and fungi. Heterogametes is two morphologically dissimilar gametes. Heterogamy or heterogamous reproduction involves fusion of two morphologically dissimilar gametes. Anisogamy is a reproduction involving one larger and one smaller gamete. Oogamy or oogamous reproduction is a reproduction that involves one stationary female gamete and motile male gamete. Example, oomycotus. It should be noted that plants are also oogamous. Gametogenesis. This is the formation and development of sex cells in meiosis. Genesis. This is the process of formation and development of female reproductive cell. Spermatogenesis. This is the formation and development of male productive cell. Monoecious organisms. Has both male and female sex organs occurring on the same organism. Example, oil palm, maize, tapeworms, earthworms, snails, plants with bisexual flowers are also monoecious. Example, mango, orange, tomato. Dioecious organisms is the one with female and male organs occurring on separate individuals. Example, pawpaw, humans, or vertebrates. In other words, monogamy refers to a situation where single sex exists. Dioecious refers to a situation where separate sexes exist. Self-fertilization. This occurs when the monogamous individual can fertilize its own eggs in the body. Example, tapeworm. Cross-fertilization is a situation where in monogamous state, an organism cannot fertilize itself. Rather, two monogamous organisms come to lie side by side for exchange. Example, earthworms and garden snails are monogamous but cross-fertilization. Tapeworms are monogamous with self-fertilization. Differences between sexual and asexual reproduction. In sexual reproduction, two parents are needed, but in asexual, one parent is needed. In sexual reproduction, gametes are produced. In asexual reproduction, no gametes are produced. In sexual reproduction, meiosis are present at cell stage. In asexual reproduction, no meiosis are present. In sexual reproduction, offsprings are not identical to parents, but in asexual reproduction, offsprings are identical to parents. In sexual reproduction, rate is low, but in asexual reproduction, rate is high. Respiration. Respiration is the process by which living things obtain energy from food. The energy obtained is used for many life activities. There are two types of respiration, namely aerobic and anaerobic respiration. Importance of respiration is a source of energy. Irritability. This is the ability to respond to external stimuli. Stimulus is a change in the surrounding of an organism which evokes a response. Examples of stimuli are temperature, sound, light, pressure, chemicals. Irritability in animals is fast and may involve movement of the whole or part of the body. Irritability in plants takes a long time and may involve growth. Differences between irritability in flowering plants and animals. In plants, response is slow. In animals, response is fast. In plants, often result to growth. In animals, does not result to growth. In plants, no specialized structure is involved. In animals, specialized structures are involved. In plants, no nervous system for coordination. In animals, there's a nervous system for coordination. Importance of irritability. It is used by living things to escape to danger. It can be used to detect food. It can be used in sexual activities. Excretion. It is the removal of metabolic waste products from the body of living things. Examples of excretory products in animals are carbon dioxide, nitrogenous waste, bile, excess water, mineral salts. Examples of excretory products in plants: oxygen, carbon dioxide, water, tannins, alkaloids, resins, latex, gums. Reasons why plants do not have excretory organs, unlike animals. There is less metabolic waste produced in plants. Plants use some of the waste substances to form other useful materials. Plants synthesize food required for their body requirements. They do not take in food for metabolism. That would break down food to release any waste. Importance of excretion. It removes waste toxic substances that would damage the cells. It maintains a suitable environment. It regulates the amount of waste content of the body. Growth. It is the irreversible increase in size, weight, and complexity of an organism as a result of increasing the dry mass of protoplasm. Aspects of growth. Growth is viewed as increase in dry mass or weight, irreversible increase in size or length, increase in number of cells, increase in complexity. Factors affecting growth rate in living things. food, hormones, genetic factors, environmental factors. Movement. Movement is the process by which living things change the position of the whole body or part of the body from one place to another in search of food, shelter, mate, or to escape danger. Importance of movement in mammals. To capture food, to avoid predators, to seek a mate during reproductive activity, to seek shelter, for dispersal and colonization of habitats. Differences between plants and mammals. Plants move part of their body, but animals move part of their whole body. Animals are heterotrophic. Plants are autotrophic. Animals have no chlorophyll. Plants have chlorophyll. Animal has no cell wall. Plant has cell wall.